Morning, everyone. My name is Brooke Valina. I'm a graduate student at the University of Maryland under John Lee Cox. And I'll be presenting about some work we did in the greenhouse this growing season. Now, just to give you a brief background on our work, we have done this work for the past 3 years under field condition in a plastic culture system. And this growing season, we decided to move that to a more controlled environment. Our main imperative was we wanted to have more control on environmental parameters, especially precipitation. And also we're interested in validating, what we observed from our field experiments. So the strawberry industry in the U.S. is predominantly soil-based, but there is a small and growing production in protected environments in hydroponics as well as using soil-less substrates. Regardless of the production system, two major constraints in the industry are access to quality water and environmental pollution. Production is intensive in terms of resource use, so that gives us an opportunity to improve irrigation efficiency as well as water use efficiency in order to produce more fruits per unit of water used. Now, there is a strong evidence that sensor-based irrigation based on soil moisture content or soil matrix potential measurements can improve these efficiencies. In terms of whether these systems are cost effective or not, that's still a gray area, but they can certainly improve efficiencies, such systems. Now, whether we are working under soil-based systems or soil-less substrates, water potential is a parameter that determines plant water availability. Gradient in this parameter determines water movement in soils or soil-less substrates as well as water movement from soils to plants and to the atmosphere in the soil-plant atmosphere continuum. Now, when we come to soil-less substrates, matrix potential is the major component of water potential, and this property is determined by two particular properties. These are particle size and its distribution, which determines the total surface area available for holding moisture, and bulk density, which determines the amount of pore spaces between these particles. Now, when we are working on with soil-less substrates, rooting volume is another major consideration. Now, in order to use this very important property, but difficult to measure, as you can see in this graph here, we have a number of sensors that we can use to measure water potential, but most of them work only in a certain range with high accuracy, and when they are outside that range, the accuracy usually declines. So in order to use this important property, that what we usually do is we produce what's called a moisture release curve. This moisture release curve for any given substrate, it gives us that unique relationship between matrix potential and moisture content or volumetric water content, which is an easier parameter to measure. So our objective in this study was to quantify effects of four predetermined substrate moisture levels that were controlled with an on-demand irrigation system on two strawberry cultivars, Chandler and Sweet Charlie, which are both widely used in the Mid-Atlantic region. Now, we wanted to see the effect on plant physiology, plant growth, such as number of branch crowns, leaf area, as well as fresh and dry masses, yield and yield components, fruit quality, as well as runner production. Now, we did this study during this past growing season at the University of Maryland Research Greenhouse. We had a randomized complete block design with four replications. We used the Sunshine Mix LC1, which is a commercially available substrate, composed of 75 to 85% peat moss and 15 to 25% perlite. We had one gallon containers. Now we cold treated both Chandler and Sweet Charlie cultivars because they are short day cultivars and they have a chilling requirement. And after cold treating them for a week, we transplanted them to the pots at the beginning of October. We had 10 plants of each cultivar in every experimental unit in our experiment. Irrigation was supplied with Netafim yellow spray sticks, which have an output of 300 milliliter per minute. Now, we had, as I mentioned, an on-demand irrigation system set up for this study. Each experimental unit had three JS1 sensors, soil moisture sensors, two MPS6 matrix potential sensors, GS3 sensor to measure temperature and electrical conductivity in addition to moisture, and flow meters to measure irrigation volume. Now, all of these parameters were measured on a 5-minute basis using an EM50R monitoring node from Decagon devices, and we also had plant point nodes to control irrigation. In addition, we had microclimate stations to record light as well as temperature and relative humidity in the greenhouse range. All of this information was sent to a sensor web software that we were using for this purpose. Now I just want to mention some details on this MPS6 matrix potential sensors because I'm going to show some data. You can see that its range is from minus 9 kilopascal to about 1 million kilopascal, which is air dry. And it has an accuracy of 10 plus or minus 10% plus 2 kilopascal. So for the substrate we are using, what we did initially was we developed this moisture release curve using a device called HyProp. You can see the data that we get based on three core samples. We had a bulk density of 0.1 gram per centimeter cubed and porosity of 97% container capacity for this substrate was about 60%. Now an easier release curve that can easily understand it, this with the matrix potential given in kilopascals here on the x-axis. Now, what we decided to use as our set points were we wanted our control treatment at 40% volumetric water content, which is about two-thirds of the container capacity. And we had three deficit irrigation treatments at 30% moisture content, half container capacity, 20% moisture content, which is one-third of the container capacity, and 15% volumetric water content, which was about one-fourth of the container capacity. So these set points that we selected based on the moisture release curve and these parameters that we fitted, they correspond to matrix potential levels of minus 4 kilopascal for our control treatment, about minus 14 kilopascal for the deficit irrigation treatment, first level, and minus 36 kilopascal for deficit irrigation 2, and minus 63 kilopascal for the last deficit treatment. Now, our irrigation strategy was we're measuring volumetric water contents every 5 minutes, from three sensors per experimental unit. Those measurements were averaged every 15 minutes, and whenever that average drops below the predetermined set point, irrigation was applied for about 15 to 30 seconds. So we kind of increased the pulse time as the plants grew and consumed more water. And as you can see here in this graph, we allow irrigation to occur every 30 minutes throughout the day. So we collected all these parameters. So measurements, plant physiological measurements were done at midday on two newly matured leaves. We did stomatal conductance with decagon parameter and leaf water potential with pressure chamber. In order to study effect on plant growth, we did three destructive harvests. First, at the end of December, in order to determine effect on fall growth, on April 9, in order to determine spring growth, and finally, after fruit harvest was completed. Yield and yield components were collected on six plants per experimental unit per cultivar. Runner production, we are collecting this information throughout the summer, so this is not completed yet. And fruit quality, we characterized pH, titratable acidity, and total soluble solids. Now, when we talk about experiments that involve imposing some kind of stress, I think it's the duration of stress that's important than the fact that whether, you know, that set point was merely reached or not. So what I've tried to do here is quantify the duration of for each treatment, the duration of the matrix potential within a certain range. So for this control treatment, as you can see, for the majority of the time, the matrix potential was below 20 kilopascal. Now, as I've mentioned earlier, the MPSX sensor, it cannot read below minus 9 kilopascal. That's the wettest it can read. But we can assume that any value that's below, that's wetter than minus 15 kilopascal was close to zero. Now, when we see the durations for the deficit irrigation one treatment, as you can see, for the majority of the time, the matrix potential was below 30 kilopascal. Now remember, the deficit irrigation one treatment, our intended target was minus 14 kilopascal. This is what we had for the deficit irrigation two treatment, which was intended for minus 36.7 kilopascal. And this is the dynamics for the last deficit irrigation treatment. Just a summary, you can see the durations for all these treatments, the duration of matrix potential, you know, under each range. So having seen this, when we come to effect on plant physiology and the other parameters, we conducted measurements, stomatal conductance and leaf water potential measurements throughout the spring. Now what we have seen was there was a consistent difference between treatments in terms of stomatal conductance, but not on leaf water potential. This is a strong indication that strawberry has an isohydric property. So whenever the plant feels stress, it can regulate its water loss by closing stomata. So you can see that the correlation between water potential and stomatal conductance was a negative correlation, but not a strong one. Although for sweet Charlie, there was a significant difference in terms of leaf water potential when at the highest stress level. So you can see the same was true for correlation between stomatal conductance and leaf water potential for sweet Charlie. A negative correlation, but not a strong one. Again, an indication of plant water regulation. In terms of effect on plant growth parameters, for the first harvest to see effect on fall growth, we didn't see any effect on Chandler, but Sweet Charlie being an earlier cultivar than Chandler, we have seen a significant effect of moisture stress on all plant parameters. Okay, let me wrap up. I'll just go quickly through and focus on the yield. Now you can see that for both Chandler and Sweet Charlie, we had significant effect of the substrate moisture levels when it's beyond the deficit irrigation one level. Between the control treatment and irrigation treatment that was controlled at about minus 14 kilopascal, we didn't see any significant difference for more or less all parameters. But if stress goes beyond that level, then there was a significant difference. This was true for Sweet Charlie as well. There was no significant effect of moisture levels on fruit quality parameters, pH and tartrable acidity. I haven't done the Briggs reading yet. So in conclusion, what we have seen was strawberry cultivar showed a strong water loss regulation through stomatal closure to maintain their leaf water potential at sufficiently high levels, but decreased substrate moisture availability beyond a minus 13 kilopascal affected most plant growth parameters for both Chandler and Sweet Charlie. Total yield and number of fruits per plant decreased under reduced substrate moisture levels, but the effect on individual fruit weight was only minor. There was no significant improvement in water use efficiency as reduced irrigation application kind of led to a proportional yield reduction. There was no effect on substrate moisture of the substrate moisture levels on the fruit quality parameters, pH and tartrable acidity. Thank you.